Are y'all set in there, Brandon? Brandon's all set. Strew Man here, the Four Outdoorsman. Welcome, everybody. It's Mother's Day. How blessed we are. Boomer's here. Mark Lukey's here, producer and on-air personality. Brandon's behind the glass, the engineer. Good to have him here as well. And Cole, Boomer's stepson or son or whatever you want to call him, is here. Cole's here. He'll be here for the entire show as well. Happy Mother's Day, all you young ladies out there. Mark, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Every day's a gift. I say it all the time, and I mean it 100%. Yeah, I'm doing fine. Had a great weekend, and it's the sunshine. I just love the sunshine.
Oh, beautiful weekend. Beautiful
weekend. So how's this for a Mother's Day weather? I mean, I had a chance to welcome Boomer. Boomer's back.
I had to get the phone number to Cold Front Mike Curry, because after our first break, we're going to be talking about the governor's opener on Green Lake. So I had to run in there and get the phone number and get some more oil on my face, because I'm as red as a tomato, because Dad and I went to Waconia, boys.
You went to South Metro Lake.
There it goes. And it was a crappie fiesta. So we'll get into that in a minute. But happy Mother's Day to all the wonderful moms out there. And I'm joined by my son, Cole. Cole, can you yell and say hi?
Hi.
Yep, there he goes.
You sounded louder there without a microphone than Sophie did last week with a microphone. So good for you, pal.
I think he's got a mad match of Fortnite.
Hey, I have to ask, okay, it's Mother's Day, and we're all blessed. We have mothers who loved us, Mine's gone. Yours is gone. But Do I have to give Diana anything, my wife, something for Mother's Day? She's not my mother.
Just treat her well today. I treat her well every day, though, Strew.
I left my beautiful wife a card.
Oh, I did,
this
too.
This morning, you know, in the bathroom, just telling them how much I love her and proud of her.
I got my wife's oil changed, and I wash and detail the car during the day.
So I thought you were about to say you bought yourself a new fishing rod.
No. I did buy a gun, though.
All right. That a boy.
You actually bought a gun today? I bought
one Friday, yes.
What'd you buy?
One of those mean guns that everyone wants to ban.
The AR something, whatever it's called?
I bought an AK-47 replica, because I've always wanted one.
A replica?
Well, it's not a real...
It's a knockoff.
It's a semi-automatic.
Does it
totally
shoot?
Legal. Yeah, it shoots. Anyway,
so why
I'm a collector.
I see you're a collector. Okay.
Yes.
I know you're lucky that your wife does not listen to the show, because she would because I can almost guarantee she does not know.
She saw it.
Oh, no. She did see it.
Yeah.
So what brought you... What got you to buy that?
Let's move on. It's okay.
Let's talk about Mother's Day. Hey, Strew, there was only
it's
a couple...
It's so practical.
There was only a couple big things that happened in the state of Minnesota and a lot of other places this weekend. One, it's Mother's Day. So thank you to all the mothers out there, my beautiful wife, and then my mom for all they've done in the outdoors, my mom being a taxidermist and almost a professional trap shooter, and Nicole and her bass fishing adventures as a professional bass person in the FLW. So I want to say a big shout out to those women, that I love them. But it was fishing opener.
It was a great weekend.
I mean, I saw pictures of fish all over the place. And I tell you what a great weekend. My dad and I snuck down to Waconia. I was going to say South Metro, but...
You screwed up, man.
It's a real special lake to me, and you guys know that. I've been fishing on that lake for 35 years. And with my mom and my dad. And this time of year, the crappie bite is absolutely amazing in the right spots of the lake. So Dad and I snuck out there for just a couple hours, just tied on what I talked about, maybe a 32nd or a 16th ounce jig with just a little tube. Now, I went with the traditional crappie colors of like black and chartreuse green. That really wasn't triggering the hits. So I went to a tube color that is more likely to be used for sunfish. And it was like a clear with like the blue and red sparkles. And that worked. And we were in about 12 to 15 feet of water, the in-town marina. There are great folks there. They've been helping our family for years. Just pitched it out there. Count to about 5 to 10 seconds so that really light jig can drift down. Depending on the wind, you might want to let it drift down a little more. And then just slowly reel it in. And, you know, we're there for like 5-10 minutes. And my dad's going, "Don't you always say, Boomer, to stop fishing memories?" And I'm like, "Hold on,
yes, he
just
does.
Let's just get settled in."
Yeah, that's a good line.
I had to position the Alumacraft Competitor 205, had the new Shadow series out, which got a lot of great attention, handled really well.
I imagine it did.
And he got right into the spot we were looking at from our side imaging. And the next thing, my dad goes, "Oh, we got one," you know. And then he stopped talking about everyone else who was catching fish and was focused on that. And it was an absolute blast.
A lot of people on that lake?
A lot of people on Waconia, not as many. As I would expect, but when that crappie bite gets going there, it can be a parking lot. So then Dad and I had our fair share of that using light jigs with that clear tube. And we met some new friends of the show, Dennis and Andrew from Bloomington. I think they're tuning in tonight.
I got a shout out. Go ahead, yeah.
They were using little Mr. Twister tails, and they were having good luck with that. So those guys were doing a stand-up job. So then Dad and I started exploring, right? And that lake, I haven't really figured out that lake for walleyes during the day. I've had some luck in the morning and in the evening, but it's a very clear lake. It's got really great structure.
Is that a deep lake?
There are spots that can get pretty deep, you know, 40 plus feet.
And water temperature was what?
I was going to say it was in the low 50s.
Yeah,
is
okay.
What I could
it's getting
see.
There. Yeah, yeah.
And so then we decided to go to some windblown structure, right? And there was a little hump there where it went up to about 8 feet. And I thought, you know, this looks like a place that could hold largemouth bass. My wife is probably really wishing she might be here. So I just pitched on a little clam tungsten jig with swim bait and threw it out there. And what would you know? A nice largey hit it, probably about 3.5, maybe 4 pounds. And it did a great fight, but we had one of those nets that extend because the net from Traverse, remember,
had a hole in it.
Released the walleye. I don't think we would have had to worry about it with this bass. But so I'm trying to bring in this 3 to 4 pound largemouth bass, and I'm going, Dad, get the net out. And my dad, you know, a lot of words we're not going to talk about on radio. He doesn't know what's going on. So I said, Dad, just hold the rod up. So here's my dad holding the rod up with his coffee in hand, worried about his rod, lecturing me like I'm 12 years old. And I don't even get the net, like the pole out of the net. I like scoop it with my hands to bring the largemouth in. But that's a memory that I'll take with me. My dad got a largemouth. He did the same. You know, we were just looking for all kinds of species of fish. It was a great day. Crappies, panfish, and largemouth bass.
And so the Alumacraft performed well.
It did. And I'll tell you what. You guys can tell by my face that I'm sunburnt, but I had this blackfish shirt on for the whole day. You know, they talk
I thought
about
you were
that.
Red because you got outfished by your old man and you're embarrassed.
I'm actually used to that, I'm okay with it. And, you know, this blackfish gear, you know, is a UPF 50 is what I had on this
hoodie. It's a great sponsor, by the way.
Yep, and it worked really well. I mean, the sun, it could get a little chilly on Waconia when it was, you know, the clouds would come through, but when they cleared up, guys, it was hot. On the lake. It was hot. So, but all in all, it was a good opening weekend for us. Now, Mark, you guys were on Bald Eagle, weren't you?
Yeah, we got the 76th Sea Sprite up and running.
The four outdoorsman boat.
well, the real boat is Boomer's Alumacraft, but this is just a small boat we have. And my friend Matt and his family came up. So I took Matt and his son Micah and my son Nick, and we fished on Bald Eagle Lake, which is right by my house. And we had a little trouble finding the crappies. We couldn't find them deep. We couldn't find them shallow. I have caught crappies on that lake. So we decided to do a little trolling with basically a Rapala lure, you know.
Stop right there for a second. Mm-hmm. All you had in there was on this boat, you don't have a trolling motor, right? You were using the 70-horse Johnson, or you got a trolling motor?
We were just kind of idling along. We were just fishing some weed lines.
So you have no idea how fast you were going?
Nope, no idea.
I can't picture the thing going down lower than 2 miles an hour.
It had a good trolling speed.
Okay, cool.
So my son, Nick, who's 5 years old, caught his first unassisted largemouth bass.
Oh, fun.
So he was holding the rod, and the rod bent down, and he reeled the whole thing in himself on an ultralight rod that I gave him, you know, his first up from a Snoopy pole.
Yeah.
And I have to give him a shout out. He did such a great job. I'm so proud of you, Nick. I know that you're going to be listening. I'm a proud dad.
Boy.
Anyway, I wanted to, I have a lot to talk about tonight, guys.
Go ahead. Start shooting, pal. We got nothing going on
here. I want to give a shout out to my mom, Sandra Lukey, who's home in DeForest. She is a wonderful mother and did a lot of things for me. My parents split when I was 14, so it was me and my mom for many years, and she's just a great woman. And thank you. And also a shout out to my wife, April, who, you know, she isn't the outdoorsy type person, right? She doesn't hunt or fish or anything like that. A lot of women are, and more power to you, but I have to give her so much props because we go on a lot of adventures. We have 3 small children, and without hesitation, she always says it's okay and watches the whole family while I'm gone. So thank you, dear. You're a wonderful wife and mother.
Yeah, she's a trooper. No
Mark's
doubt about it.
He's got a little twinkle in his eye.
Yes,
right
he
now,
does. Dude. Yeah, yes,
he's
he
got
does.
A little twinkle.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Mark, do we have the four outdoorsmen shout out going on tonight? Too?
We do have the shout out. We have one already in. Tony Lippa, our friend, says best opener in 20 years. Smelting on Park Point was on fire. 5-gallon poles and keep the tradition alive. Happy Mother's Day, Margie.
Yeah, I tell you, I've never have any of you guys, either of you guys, ever gone smelting. That's what he said. He went smelting.
Yeah,
I don't know. They were running right now.
When don't like fire departments or something? Don't they have like a smelt fry?
The Lions Club in Chautauqua every year, smelt fry. I love them.
He's got a cool picture, a full cooler full of them. So that must be tasty.
It takes 15 hours to clean 10 of those darn things. But anyway, that's I've never done it, but it sounds like a lot of fun. And smelt is really good. Go ahead, Mark.
Well, before we get to your Mother's Day shout out, we have a couple announcements, right? So we started podcasting. I started putting it on a podcast app called Podbean. You can follow the Four Outdoorsmen link to get to that podcast. But anyway, it's a great program. I did some research and it should be easy to share, and I can put all our past episodes on there.
And I just want to thank all of our listeners that, you know, either, you know, talk to us while we were at In Town Marina or at the recent events we've been at. You know, we're almost near 3,000 Facebook followers. And a huge shout out to anyone who doesn't catch our show live. If you're driving home from the cities, you know, Four Outdoorsmen, Bob Country, 6 o'clock p.m. on Sunday nights. Our downloads, guys, on our podcast were almost 70,000 plays.
Wow,
so
that's
good. Big shout out to everyone that's supported us throughout the multiple stations we've been on when we went peer podcast. Now we're just going to be happier that we're here at Bob
Country.
Shout out.
Go ahead, Mark. Go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to give another announcement. So the lynx season is starting, and we get bumped on a few shows.
Hang on a second. People are thinking hunting lynx. Okay, it's not the hunting season for lynx.
Yeah, it's not lynx season. Yes,
lynx basketball team.
Lynx basketball is going strong. Anyway, so next week is the first game where we are going to get bumped on Bob FM. However, the show is available online at mybobcountry.com. It's also available on the Big Q, which is 107.5. And then it'll be replayed on the Saturday morning. Stay tuned for, I'm not sure the exact time, but the Saturday morning it'll be aired. And also, if you go to Podbean and listen to our podcast, that's also available. So there's plenty avenues for all our listeners to hear our show. So I hope that you stick with us through a couple of times we get bumped.
I got a couple of shout-outs here, okay? Number one, I had a chance to go to the Hunting Shack up in Ely, Minnesota, the Polish Palace, with a number of guys who were helping me renovate that. And we got working out with a new committee to keep this thing to go back. It's been built in 1961. It's kind of falling apart.
Yep.
So I had to bring in some people. Thanks to Dan Houle, a good friend of mine.
I was minus 17 years old.
Yeah, it's 1960. I was 10. And these guys said, hey, we can keep this thing alive and bring it back to life, and we're doing that. And I'm just doing the duct tape work and supervising. But a lot of those guys, Troy Venjohn's the guy who's in charge of that, Dan Houle, he was up there. A couple of kids, Zach, Zane, and Williams were there. High school seniors were there helping. And I thank those guys a lot for helping us with the Polish Palace. And it's going to take another couple of weeks, but we'll get her back up and running. And we'll get you up there, and we'll go fish for a million.
Hey, that would be fun. I did that for a governor's opener. Now, Strew, before you get into your other shout-outs real quick, we got a great listener show tonight, don't we? We got a couple good call-ins. Can you share with our folks on Bob Country as probably a lot of people are tuning in tonight? I mean, I saw the,
on the way home,
Highway 10 coming the other way, and it was pretty parking lot. What do we got on tonight's show?
We're talking about the first guest is Mike, your buddy Cold Front Curry, right? Mike's going
to
be on?
Yep. He is with the DNR. He is like an ambassador to a lot of the youth programs. Very involved with the fishing opener that just happened down in Wilmer and Green Lake. So he's going to give us an update on how the bite was down there and all the festivities that went with it. And then after that, he's friend of all of ours,
he's
right?
He's a cool guy. Well, he's more of a friend. Well, he's a friend of mine now, but he's been a friend of yours for quite some time. Kurt Walbeck is going to be on. He's the host of Outdoor Bound TV. He's been around for about 9 or 10 years, and he's the real deal. I mean, this is he's on ABC, FSN, Wild TV. His outdoor show, I've seen a number of them. It's fun to watch. Good guy. He's a great guy. He's a good friend of the Four Outdoorsmen. He's going to be on the second half of the show, and we're pretty privileged to have both those guys on.
Yeah, it should be a good show. Now, what other shout-outs did you
have? I got
a
couple of them here. Bobby Goble. Bobby Goble was on last week, I think. Remember, he's the trap shooting coach for the city of Matamid, the high school of Matamid.
Yep.
And I got to thank him because I found out through the grapevine, actually, that he's got a little house in Ely, Minnesota, where the Hunting Shack is, pretty close to Ely, Minnesota. And I was going to sleep in my I don't want to spend $150 in a hotel room. You know me. I was going to sleep in Diana's Toyota Highlander, and Bobby calls me, hey, I got a room.
I could actually see you doing that.
I could do that, you know. And so Bob let me stay at his place Friday night, and we had a couple of beers and just talked hunting and fishing and just had a great time. So thanks to Bobby Goble for inviting me to encroach on his privacy up in Ely, Minnesota. And the last one I've got, and Mark's not going to like this, Matt Waldron is a friend of the Fishing Firemen's, and I sent you a picture.
Yeah, I know Matt. He's Matt works at Vexlar.
Really?
Yep.
Well, the fishing fireman, Gary Benson, sent me the photograph. He caught a 31.5-inch walleye yesterday.
Waldo. Good for him. I did not know that.
Yep. On Mille Lacs. I just sent you the picture.
Well, that's got to be Matt Waldron.
Did he
then.
Keep it? Just kidding.
I don't know. Well, that's interesting as well. So those are a couple of my shout-outs, and thanks to all of you guys for supporting the 4Outdoorsman. But it's
You know, we got a great show tonight. Mike Curry's going to talk about walleye opener and bass opener and what happened on Green Lake. Kurt Wahlbeck, long-standing host of Outdoor Bound TV. I mean, that guy goes all over the country. But what a great weekend for fishing, huh, Mark? I mean, what did you see out there when you guys... I know you were so proud of Max catching his first largemouth, but...
Nick.
Yeah. I'm sorry, that was Max. We found that those crappies were right where the weeds were, like right where the weeds were starting. That was my biggest tip. And then for the bass, it was the windblown structure, maybe two or three breaks off of where they might spawn. What about you, buddy?
Yeah, we couldn't find them in the North Metro. I kind of figured that's where they're going to be. Hopefully, they're nice and shallow for next week's Minnesota Bound Crappie Contest.
Oh, yeah. We got that coming down the pipeline.
Yeah, so this Saturday at Lord Fletcher's is the 50th animal. Animal.
50th
annual. Animal. Minnesota Bound Crappie Contest.
Yeah, Ron Shearer's going to be there, the animal. Yeah, you're right.
We are giving away a brand new Alumacraft boat. It's a fantastic boat. I've seen it in person. And everyone come down. It's not the biggest crappie that wins. It's a random weight that's drawn, and whatever crappie that's registered matches that gets the boat.
Let me just expand on that. That is not a John boat. That is a 145 Alumacraft Escape tiller with a nicely equipped trailer and 25 horse. I believe it's an Evinrude, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, so that boat values that for about 14 grand. So you can buy a ticket for the crappie contest. Ron Chera, 50th annual Minnesota Brown Crappie Contest, Lord Fletcher's. It's $5, I think, at Fleet Farm ahead of time or online.
Yep, $5 ahead of time or $10 at the door. There's hundreds, literally hundreds of other prizes we're giving. Thank you for all our sponsors who did that, including an outboard from Evinrude.
Yeah.
And all sorts of other packages. We have a drone from Radco. They're giving away all sorts of great stuff. Anyway, it looks so far that the weather's going to be great. So come on down.
How big of a lake can this be if you have to enter the door? I mean, $10 at the door. You open
my
the door, there's a lake.
I mean the parking lot. That's what
I
mean.
Well, hey, speaking of sponsors, we talked about that. Alumacraft Boat's been a part of my family for the last 5 years. Competitor 205 Shadow was awesome. I can't wait for us to take our trip to Devil's Lake. I'll be headed up there to film with Tanner with a couple shows coming down the pipeline.
Good
but
for
we're going
to
get out there. And then Blackfish Gear. That stuff kept the sun off of me, and the only thing that got burnt was my face.
And my guess is, Mike, I know you very, very well, but my guess is you had something keeping your bait properly cool.
And I
you?
Maybe did, and what would that be, Strewman?
The fishing buddy.
Cooler. You did a video that went viral on it.
Well, I don't have a boat. What am I going to do with it?
They're frozen gel packs within the cylinder, and it's got a patent, and I tell you what, it'll keep your bait feisty. Leeches, worms, and all that good stuff for up to 6 hours in 80-degree weather. Who else do we got?
Lakes Trading Company, the best gun shop in the Twin Cities. They are almost back to normal after the major fire they had a couple of months back, but they're doing really well. Still support those guys. Lakes Trading Company got Osu Power Sports.
Yes, sir. They got a full lineup of Honda. I think they're sneaking in some Kawasaki's. Mention Bob Country and get a t-shirt. And I think we've got some music about to play, Brendan, so stay tuned. We're going to talk about the Minnesota Fishing Governor opener on Lake Wilmer with DNR guru Mike the Cold Front Curry.
Missed part of Bob Outdoors? No problem. Just click on the weekend tab at mybobcountry.com to listen back to the 4Outdoorsman anytime.
Boomer here to introduce a new way to keep your bait fresh and cool, no matter how hot the temperature gets outside. Fishing Buddy Cooler. This patented design is built to keep your leeches, worms, and live bait feisty all day long for those prized walleyes, crappies, and panfish. No more mess in your food and drink cooler or wasting bait from baking in the sun. Live bait can be expensive, and this simple solution pays for itself in no time. Fishing Buddy Cooler. Order yours now at FishingBuddyCooler.com.
Hey, what fire? Lakes Trading Company is up and running at 708 South Lake Street in Forest Lake. Fire may have destroyed the building, but not the spirit and the drive of the Twin Cities' premier firearms destination. If you enjoy the outdoors and love firearms, give Lakes Trading Company a very serious look. I tell you what, they've got everything you could want, whether you're a rookie or a pro, and the staff is second to none. Lakes Trading Company, well, my friend, they're coming back stronger than ever. If you want more information, check out their website. Go to lakestradingco.com.
Families fishing forever. The motto of Alumacraft, the best aluminum boat company in the market. Boomer here. Alumacraft boats have been a part of our family's fishing adventures for the last 5 years. Whether we're chasing walleyes, going after bass, or panfish, Alumacraft has always covered the gamut of fishability. Dry rides and amazing space are just part of the value we love in our Alumacraft. To learn more about the Alumacash Red Tag Sale, where you can save up to $2,000, go to alumacraft.com or visit a dealer near you.
Osseo Power Sports off Highway 81 in Osseo, the official power sports dealer of the 4 Outdoorsmen and Minnesota's top Honda dealer. Check out the spring oil change and inspection special. For $49, you can get an oil and filter change along with a full unit inspection. Check out the great deals on new Hondas and huge deals on last year's models. Mention Bob FM, you get a free Osseo Power Sports t-shirt. Osseo Power Sports off Highway 81 in Osseo. OsseoPowerSports.com.
If you love walleye fishing, then you'll love Devil's Lake, North Dakota, where walleye season is open 365 days a year. Plus, you can keep 5 walleyes a day with a 2-day possession limit. What does that mean? You can bring home 10 walleyes to the freezer, baby, and there's no slot limit. Devil's Lake just doesn't have world-class walleye fishing. It's got awesome jumbo perch, northern pike, and white bass. For lodging and guide options, up-to-date fishing reports, visit devilslakend.com.
Hi, this is Kyle Barr from Juice Baits. When you're fishing with soft plastics this season, you're going to rock it when you choose Juice Baits. Juice Baits are a less expensive alternative with a huge variety of options, such as craw tubes, creature baits, Sankos, tubes and jig trailers, swim baits and finesse worms, and a wide selection of crappie baits. See the entire selection of Juice Baits at juicebaits.com and like our Facebook page. When you hit the water, throw the juice. Juice Baits, a Minnesota company.
Moondance Jam 27 is set to rock, and we're jamming with Kid Rock, Fred Michaels, Tesla, plus Joan Jett, Kansas, Ace Frehley, Jackal, Lita Ford, and a pre-jam party with Hairball and more. Order your tickets by May 15th and save $40 off the gate price. Reserved campsites are going fast, too. Call 877-MOON-JAM or visit moondancejam.com. Moondance Jam 27, July 19th through the 21st, Walker, Minnesota.
Need a change? I mean a real change of scenery to have some fun? Book your trip now to the Riverside Resort and Casino in Laughlin, Nevada. It's an easy trip on a chartered Sun Country jet to sun, sand, swimming pools, shows, dancing. Take in a first-run movie at Riverside's own Sixplex Theater. Go bowling, check out the collection of classic cars, and of course, enjoy Nevada-style gaming. Come on, you deserve a change. Have some fun and book your trip to the Riverside Resort and Casino. Go to riversideresort.com.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and weak, thin grass. But the all-new Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scott's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scott's yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Triple Action today.
Commence Exxon and Mobil field test. Scientist observes subject A at station refueling with Synergy gasoline. Available in 3 grades and meticulously engineered to help protect your engine from deposits while giving you better gas mileage. Clearly, subject A is intelligent. Maybe subject A wants to get a burger and be best friends. Subject A is leaving. Conclusion, Synergy gasoline gives you better gas mileage, and Subject A is a maybe for burgers and best friends.
Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Total Country Bob FM.
Welcome back to the 4 Outdoorsmen. Stu Man, Boomer, Mark, Lukey, Brandon behind the glass. And I'll tell you what, this is my favorite time of the year when we're between winter and summer and you get all excited about, you know, you look at all the plants and shrubs and greenery taking place. Yep. It reminds me of the Wizard of Oz when all the munchkins came up out of the flowers, you know? And it just seems like it's happening so quickly and you get excited about fishing,
like
about golfing.
It's kind of like walleyes coming out of the water, bass, crappies.
Yeah. And you know what I really get excited about? Talking to one of your buddies.
Well, I mean, speaking of one of my buddies, I want to give a shout out to my neighbor, John Hegstrand, who's coming back on the motorhome. I think they were spent Mother's Day camping, but he's got a guy's
trip
going.
What the hell is John doing on a motorhome?
Well, you know what? He's for Mother's Day camping, buddy. But he is going to be headed towards Leech Lake, so we're going to be talking about some tactics for that. But Another good buddy who I know was on the lake today was Mike, the man, the legend, Cold Front Curry. Mike, welcome to the Four Outdoorsmen.
Oh, boy, that what an introduction. Are you kidding me? I was actually fishing with a legend today.
Who were you fishing with today?
Not only did I have the chairman of the fishing host committee, I was fishing with old 69 from the old Purple People Eater, Doug Sutherland.
You got to be kidding me.
Wow.
No. It was a great time, and we both ended up with the same amount of fish.
Hey, let me ask you this.
Wait, how many fish did you end up with?
We're going to find
one.
One? One big one.
And, of course, the fishing host got that one. Guys, this is what's so weird about it. We were on a lake just outside of Wilmer, Big Candy, and they slaughtered the walleyes there on Saturday. We're talking walleyes, and we're talking pike, we're talking big 14-inch crappies, we're talking largemouth and smallmouth, and so I'm so excited this morning I can't even tell you because it's my first time on the lake all year after a long winter.
Yeah.
And we get one really nice smallmouth, and that was it.
Oh, that's funny. But the good news is it was wonderful weather for you.
Yeah, I tell you, it was so much fun, though. Doug Sutherland, or as they call him, Sudsy, he's so entertaining. He's got so many stories from the Bud Grant area. You know, we didn't care if we were catching fish. We were just having a good time on the
water.
How
did you end up working on getting hooked up with Doug Sutherland?
Doug has been very cool over the years. Actually been working through the Minnesota Vikings and Tom West and the PR folks there. Doug has been at, and we've had Lertzema. We've had just a ton of the Minnesota Vikings at our events. As a matter of fact, we also had Brandon Zylstra. Brandon is the brand new wide receiver that came from the CFL last year, who led the league at the CFL in Canada with over 1,600 yards. He was also out there, and he was on our fishing spot yesterday.
You know, I'll tell you what, this is I'm finding this very, very interesting because I'm 66 years old, be 67 in September. Boomer and Mark don't give a rat's ass. They don't know who these guys are. Don't know who the Purple People. I mean, this is 1960s.
I know who the Purple People Eaters
this
are.
This is the 1960s, man. Hey, could Sutherland still walk? I mean,
yes, he can. He actually can, but you know, he's got a lot of his buddies that can't. Doug is doing pretty good. You know, you have to help him out of the boat a little bit. The knees just aren't as flexible as they used to be. But his humor, and I'll tell you what, that guy can hit a golf ball like you can't believe.
Oh boy, he's my kind of buddy. Then I want to play with him.
So, Cold Front, tell us a little bit now. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to make the governor's opener this Saturday. I had to go fishing this Sunday. I had a couple things on the home front to take care of, but. How was the governor's opener?
It was spectacular. You know, you wonder how they could have possibly even been in the same stratosphere as St. Cloud. St. Cloud just did a marvelous job up on the Mississippi last year, dialed in great people in both locations. But I got to tell you, they got a tremendous amount of people in. Well, I don't know what the weather was like here in the cities, but in Wilmer, we had, let's put it this way. I got the cold shoulder from a lot of people because of the cold rain that was coming down out there. But they had a tremendous attendance at the free community picnic out there. And we had governor. We had Congressman Colin Peterson. We had Amy Klobuchar. We had just a host of representatives. They put politics aside, if you can believe that. They did. And they were talking about fishing and the outdoors. How cool is that?
Hey, we've had Colin on a couple of times. He's a good man. He's a friend of the outdoors for sure. You know, you talked about the number of people that were there supporting the Minnesota Governor's Open. I had a chance last week to fish in the Wisconsin Governor's Open in Chautauqua, Wisconsin, because my beautiful wife and I have a place there. And hey, we're considered to be media, so they invited us to join that group there. How many people are you talking about? Because I was a little surprised at the turnout in the Wisconsin Governor's Open.
No, you know, I don't. Let's see if we can compare apples to apples here. We had probably close to 5,000 or 6,000 at the free community picnic in the rain, and at the actual fishing event is a invite only.
Yeah.
Through media and sponsors and legislators and that sort of thing. And you know, we probably had over 250. We had Boomer without you guys, and I can't believe you guys were there. We had 26 different radio stations out there.
Well, I tell you what, buddy, that's why we're having you on the show tonight, and we yapped about it on the Thursday morning show, because it's been something I've been a part of for the last, I think, 5 years, and will be a part of it again next year. Mike, now, I've never fished Green Lake, and I know that lake is known for its structure and big smallmouth and nice walleyes. What kind of walleyes and smallies?
Disappointed. Actually, the lake is kind of morphing, you know, similar with Mille Lacs. It's cleared up. They do have zebra mussels there. And, you know, 10, 15 years ago, the walleye population, you know, the locals, it was tremendous. It was a well-kept secret. Well, things kind of morphed into a smallmouth bite. And, well, let's put it this way. Tyler Hinden from Bass Pro took a 22-incher out there on Saturday. And then, on top of that, their largemouth population is coming through. And not to mention the 14 and 15-inch crappies that were coming in. We're talking clear water, tremendous structure out there. And it's just that and the surrounding lakes, it really is a destination location.
Well, Mike, cold front here at the Four Outdoorsmen, we like to exaggerate when it comes to weight and inches on fish. When you say a 22-inch smallie, how much does that fish weigh?
It was, let's put it this way. You've seen me, well, you haven't seen me lately. I'm kind of rotund. let's make it a 2-foot ball. These things were so plump. I'm guessing in the 5.5, maybe even 6-pound range.
Wow, what a nice
fish. I tell you what, you know, hey, Mike, Strewman here. Yeah, I'm not as avid as these guys are, of course. My fishing trips are like to the Boundary Waters, maybe a Vermilion once in a year. I love that kind of thing. And my most exciting fishing experience was a 4-pound, 13-ounce smallmouth in the Boundary Waters. And I'll tell you, it was, and we were going against the current. It was just so cool to on a 4-pound test, no leader, none of that. And 4-pound, 13 ounces, I have no idea how many inches that would be, because back then they didn't do inches.
Probably 19,
but man, it was an absolute thrill. I love fishing for smallmouth.
Well, you know, I'm an old bass.
An
older walleye guy. I fished the walleye circuit for about 10 years, and really, a friend of mine converted me to bass and the largemouth and smallmouth. You know, having that sort of connection with the bass, they're jumping, they're pulling. It's not a 30-second fight; it can be minutes on a fight. I mean, smallmouth to just give you, especially when we're talking topwater or shallow water fishing. I don't think there's more exciting fish. I think it even tops a muskie for sure.
Isn't Wilmer southwest?
Yeah, near Spicer.
I'm surprised that there's smallmouth down there.
Well, the structure on Green and the lake that we're on today on Big Candy Ojai, that also has really nice gravel and sand flats. It's very similar structure to Mille Lacs. And those fish are I'm telling you, there was so much excitement. With the big fish that came in, because we have a big fish contest every year, there was two muskies caught, and I talked to the fisheries supervisor up there, and he thought that was just hilarious. But there was a 36 and a 37 inch muskie taken, and with all these big fish that are out there, up there 27 inch walleye, and lots of them, lots of 24s, 25s, 26s. I think they're in for a really good summer out there in the Wilmer area.
It sure sounds like it.
So, Cold Front, I know you're dialed into fishing spots all over the Atlanta 10,000 Lakes. Everything I'm seeing on social media right now, it was a great opener. Whether you were pan fishing, walleye fishing, bass fishing, pike fishing, you name the species. What were you hearing and seeing about the opener this year in Minnesota?
Yeah, it was kind of surprising. Everybody's crossing their fingers, and they had their blow dryers and blow torches and dynamite out just to make sure that we had open water. And then for almost 90 to 95% of the state to be open water was just incredible. I think Lake of the Woods, actually I did hear Mille Lacs have a little bit of an ice float out there for the opener, but that was off by the end of the day. But if you guys remember right, remember the year class on Mille Lacs that's been the greatest?
Yeah, 2013.
And guess what kind of winter that was?
Don't remember. Was that crappy as well?
It was the same as this one. It was a late winter. We barely had the ice off. we need to really, again, cross our fingers. If we can get another great year class out of that, then maybe Mille Lacs will, you know, open up to the way it's been in the past.
So part of that, okay, here comes the politics. Part of that, if there's it's such late ice, does that minimize the opportunity for some of the netting?
Yeah, there's some issues out there. I don't want to get into the politics of it because there is no one thing on that lake that you can point to, whether it's the netting, whether it's the zebra mussels, whether it's the spiny water fleas, whether it's the milfoil, it's weather changes. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And, people do need to probably make some decisions on it may not be the lake that we remembered, 20 years ago, but it's still a world-class fishery.
Mike, with all the stuff you do with the youth and the DNR, we only got a couple minutes left. We really appreciate you being on. I know you got a family function to jump to here in a minute or two. What are some of the cool stuff you're doing with the youth programs and the DNR right now?
Well, we just finished up some wild turkey hunts, and I wish we had more time. We had some great turkey hunts with the kids and adults and families. So many great stories, even shooting turkeys in the snow. I had a gentleman that hadn't been turkey hunting for over 20 years on opening weekend, and we got him a turkey. Then I got a turkey the next day, and then in the sea season, I had another rookie hunter out there with me, and we scored. And you should see, you think the kids have a big smile for when they get their first turkey. Oh, my God, these adults, were respectful, and you know what? They're going to get their kids going out when they have them. And so that's one of the focuses that we're doing now. We're not necessarily always focusing on the kids, but we're focusing on the family so that we can start some family traditions like the Governor's Fishing Opener.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you see a Governor's Turkey Opener ever coming down the pipeline, Mike?
You know, the funny thing is, it's funny that you say that. There was conversations at the Governor's Fishing Opener. There is a push for it out there. But there's that one. Well, you never know. This is Governor Dayton's last fishing opener as governor, so just depends on who the next governor is, and keep your fingers crossed. Let's just hope they have the same connection to the outdoors and the same respect, and they really do work for us in the outdoors. That's all of our hope.
Hey, we've been talking to Mike Curry, Mike Coldfront Curry. He's the mentoring coordinator for the DNR. Boy, you're the real deal. Thanks for being a friend of the outdoors, and thanks for being a friend of the Four Outdoorsmen.
Yeah, Mike, thanks for joining us tonight, buddy. Really appreciate it, and look forward to being on a boat with you sometime soon.
You are welcome. Remember, everybody, hook them on the great outdoors, because if you don't, who will?
You bet. We'll be right back with Kurt Waldick. He's with Outdoor Bound.
Walbeck.
You're listening to the Four Outdoorsmen, part of Bob Outdoors.
Boomer here to introduce a new way to keep your bait fresh and cool, no matter how hot the temperature gets outside. Fishing Buddy Cooler. This patented design is built to keep your leeches, worms, and live bait feisty all day long for those prized walleyes, crappies, and panfish. No more mess in your food and drink cooler or wasting bait from baking in the sun. Live bait can be expensive, and this simple solution pays for itself in no time. Fishing Buddy Cooler. Order yours now at FishingBuddyCooler.com.
Hey, what fire? Lakes Trading Company is up and running at 708 South Lake Street in Forest Lake. Fire may have destroyed the building, but not the spirit and the drive of the Twin Cities premier firearms destination. If you enjoy the outdoors and love firearms, give Lakes Trading Company a very serious look. I tell you what, they've got everything you could want, whether you're a rookie or a pro, and the staff is second to none. Lakes Trading Company, well, my friend, they're coming back stronger than ever. If you want more information, check out their website. Go to lakestradingco.com.
Families fishing forever, the motto of Alumacraft, the best aluminum boat company in the market. Boomer here. Alumacraft boats have been a part of our family's fishing adventures for the last 5 years. Whether we're chasing walleyes, going after bass, or panfish, Alumacraft has always covered the gamut of fishability. Dry rides and amazing space are just part of the value we love in our Alumacraft. To learn more about the Alumacash Red Tag Sale, where you can save up to $2,000, go to alumacraft.com or visit a dealer near you.
Osseo Power Sports off Highway 81 in Osseo, the official power sports dealer of the Four Outdoorsmen and Minnesota's top Honda dealer. Check out the spring oil change and inspection special. For $49, you can get an oil and filter change along with a full unit inspection. Check out the great deals on new Hondas and huge deals on last year's models. Mention Bob FM, you get a free Osseo Power Sports t-shirt. Osseo Power Sports off Highway 81 in Osseo. OsseoPowerSports.com.
If you love walleye fishing, then you'll love Devil's Lake, North Dakota, where walleye season is open 365 days a year. Plus, you can keep 5 walleyes a day with a 2-day possession limit. What does that mean? You can bring home 10 walleyes to the freezer, baby, and there's no slot limit. Devil's Lake just doesn't have world-class walleye fishing. It's got awesome jumbo perch, northern pike, and white bass. For lodging and guide options, up-to-date fishing reports, visit devilslakend.com.
Hi, this is Tyler Barr from Juice Baits. Juice Baits is a Minnesota company based out of Brainerd. Juice Baits are tried, true, and tested by me and my brother Kyle, who are both high school fishing state champions. And we know a good bait, so we came up with Juice Baits. Buy the whole line of soft plastics infused with the juice and get ready for boatloads of fish this season. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and see the whole Juice Baits story on the web at juicebaits.com.
What does it take to rebuild trust? At Wells Fargo, we've been thinking about that a lot lately. For us, it begins with a renewed commitment to our customers. Fixing what went wrong, making things right. Working with more transparency and higher accountability. And reinventing how we serve you. It's a new day at Wells Fargo, but it's a lot like our first day. Wells Fargo, established 1852, reestablished 2018. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC.
A Wendy's Frosty is something special. And for a limited time, a Frosty is just 50 cents. An American classic for a classic price. It's not quite a milkshake, not quite an ice cream cone. It's definitely chocolate or vanilla. That choice is on you. Use a spoon or a French fry. Anything goes. A Frosty makes summer special. Yep, there's nothing quite like a Frosty. And there's nothing quite like this deal. A Frosty for 50 cents. Get yours before this deal melts away.
Small Frosty only at participating Wendy's for a limited time. Price and participation may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and wheat thin grass. But the all-new Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scott's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Triple Action today.
Commence Exxon and Mobil field test. Scientist observes Subject A at station refueling with Synergy gasoline. Available in 3 grades and meticulously engineered to help protect your engine from deposits while giving you better gas mileage. Clearly, Subject A is intelligent. Maybe Subject A wants to get a burger and be best friends. Subject A is leaving. Conclusion? Synergy gasoline gives you better gas mileage, and Subject A is a maybe for burgers and best friends.
Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Total Country Bob FM.
Welcome back to the Four Outdoorsman. Stu Man here. Boomer Mark, Lukey, Brandon behind the glass. Thanks for listening to the Four Outdoorsman, everybody. It is, God, this is a good time of the year. Just love it.
Oh, my goodness. I get excited. It's hot out. We're getting sunburnt. We're catching fish. You can catch a lot of species of fish. The only thing better would be a guy who's on the road hunting in South Africa, doing a cast and blast in Devil's Lake, hunting big sheep out in Wyoming. Do you know anyone that does that, Stu?
It sounds like an awful lot of work to me. Kurt Wahlbeck is here with the Outdoor Bound TV. Kurt, welcome to the Four Outdoorsmen. Thanks for being here, my friend.
Hey there, how you doing, Stu?
Every day's a gift, buddy.
Boomer, what's going on, buddy?
Not much, buddy. I hope you can hear me okay. Stu gave me an address to this beautiful place in Banff, Canada, and I'm about an hour away with all my fishing gear.
Yeah. He's on his way.
Well, we are traveling across Montana, actually, right now, listening to you guys on, we're streaming your show live and tuning in and hearing all about what's going on back at the Governor's Fishing Opener in Minnesota.
Well, I tell you what, buddy, it was a great fishing opener for the state of Minnesota. My dad and I were out today and had a great multi-species smackdown on panfish and crappies and bass and searching for those walleye gravel lizards. Producer Mark had his family out. His son caught his first bass, right?
He did, yeah.
And Stru Man got a tan golfing.
No, I didn't golf. I'm golfing tomorrow. I'm golfing up in Bewabik, Minnesota. But I was up in Ely, Minnesota, working on a hunting shack, the Polish Palace. We're trying to keep that thing alive. So I did not drop a line at all this weekend. Like you didn't fish this weekend as well. What's new with you? What are you doing in Montana?
Well, we actually are on our way to Alberta, Canada right now. We've got a month-long tour across Canada. We're going to be filming a few shows here over the next month. We're going to Alberta for Spot and Stalk Black Bears for about 10 days, and then we're working our way over to Manitoba for a baited bear hunt, and we're going to be doing a walleye episode in the Snow Lake, Manitoba area. Then we're heading to that famous Lake of the Woods in Ontario, and we're going to be spending 10 days with our pro staffer, Mike Gate, there doing some smallmouth bass fishing and lake trout fishing. God.
So, Kurt, do you ever pinch yourself and just feel if you're dreaming or not, that you have that kind of job?
Every day, my friend.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Kurt and I had a chance. I was privileged to be in the same pontoon boat.
Sorry, Kurt.
No. We had a lot of fun. The same pontoon boat with him and Gene Schoenfuss and Kurt's son, who is the photographer. He was filming a show for next spring in the Wisconsin Governor's Open on Lake Chautauqua and Prairie Lake in the Wisconsin area, of course. And I heard it was just a great, beautiful day. Caught a lot of panfish, a couple of bass. We did not catch any walleyes, but you got a lot of good footage. You got to tell the story. I asked, how did you end up dreaming getting into this business? You said, I wasn't even thinking about this business when you were 19, 20, 25 years old. Tell them how you got into this business.
Well, most people probably aren't aware that my history is actually in auto racing. I was a professional race car driver. In fact, used to make annual trips to the Minnesota State Fair with the ASA ACDelco Challenge
Series. Yeah.
And had an opportunity to do television with TNN, the Nashville Network. After I retired from racing, and I'm also a professional guide and outfitter. And probably 12 years ago or so, I would say, some producers from the Sportsman Channel were in hunting with us at our outfit in Canada, and they said, you know, you've done television before. You've got this wonderful place here in the mountains. Why are you not filming it for TV? And from there it was born, and long story short, we intended to be on the Sportsman Channel, and our folks at ABC gave us a call before saw our one of our pilot shows and said, you know what, we've got an opening that we'd like to bring you to ABC, and we are celebrating our 10th season on ABC right now.
Congratulations. Go ahead, Boom.
Well, Kurt, I can tell you that you are an amazing stand-up guy. I had the privilege to duck hunt next to you, to walleye fish next to you in Devil's Lake, North Dakota. My wife and I had an absolute blast. One question, though, is, you know, many people make a career in the outdoors. It's a lot of work, right? I mean, it's not just showing up and hunting and fishing. There's a lot of scouting. There's a lot of business sense into it. Kurt, what were some of the biggest surprises that you found now having a successful TV show for 10 years that were some of your biggest, not hardships, but challenges or things that you had to cross over to keep going?
Well, I think, you know, you hit the nail right on the head, Boomer. You really have to kind of be multifaceted. And I was fortunate enough to graduate with a business degree from Colorado State University. Boy, I tell you what, I've sure put that to use a lot over the years. So, you know, being multifaceted, not only just being, you know, good in the outdoors, good fisherman, good hunter, a good guy, but also understanding the business side of it and the broadcast side. And, you know, I think the biggest surprise has probably been the amount of travel. I think my wife could probably attest to that. I've been on the road for about 12 years straight here. We filmed 2 years prior to first airing Outdoor Bound TV. So we spend about 250 days a year on the road. And I know I've got the dream job, and most people would trade with me in a heartbeat, and I understand that. But I can usually point to the travel as probably the toughest and most surprising part of what we have to do.
You know, when you're talking about that, it reminds me, you probably know who Billy Moles is. Billy Moles is a Wisconsin guide from Turtle Lake, Wisconsin, good friend of ours, a big supporter of the show. And he's been doing guiding for about 20 years now. He said he literally has lived in a tent in Alaska for 7 years now. 7 years out of his life has been in a tent in Alaska. There's some sacrifices there. You have to really love what you're doing to go through what you guys go through.
Yeah, that's really true. I mean, it's, what I think most of our viewers see is the final product, what's on television. But, you know, the reality is we're living in a tent. We're huddled under a tarp trying to keep camera equipment dry.
Yeah.
And trying to keep it operational. We're freezing in the snow in northern British Columbia somewhere. So there is a bit of work to it. But you know what? I wouldn't trade it for anything. I love it. and really enjoyed the last 10 years.
You know, Kurt, Strew and I are going back and forth with the next question, but I just kind of sat back here and thought, you know, Strew and I have gotten the chance to get to know you and call you a friend over the last few years. We know about Outdoor Bound TV, what you're all about, and we just kind of jumped into it. But for our listeners on Bob Country, share some of the adventures that you do on Outdoor Bound TV and what they can expect to see if they watch you.
Well, it's a little different show. For folks that probably don't watch it a whole lot or maybe have not seen the show yet, really probably the one thing that's the biggest difference is it's not about me as the host of the show. It is about other people, what we call real people that work a job 40 hours or 50 hours a week, and we share their love for the outdoors through the show. So we get a chance to spotlight a lot of great people on the show. We also bring in celebrities each year and professional athletes. We had Strew on last week, so that's got to count as
a celebrity.
Yeah. I'm not sure which.
Yeah, yeah. The only reason you guys had me in the boat for two things.
We go not only around North America, but we go all over the world. We just got back, as you mentioned, from South Africa. Had a wonderful hunt there. We travel to New Zealand quite often. So, you know, we really try to bring the viewers some of those great bucket list destination hunts or fishing trips that maybe they'd like to enjoy, and hopefully share some tips and strategies about if you want to make that trip, you know how to do it.
I was going to say, the only reasons you guys had me on the pontoon boat last weekend in the Wisconsin Governor's Open, there were two big reasons. Number one was to unwrap I'm the only small guy in the boat, so I had to climb over the back of the pontoon and unwrap the anchor rope from the propeller. That was one. And number two, when you were doing the video for the final part of your show that'll be broadcast probably next year sometime, you had me hold some kind of a bounce board because there was too much shadow on your face or something. That's the only reason I was on that pontoon boat.
Hey, you know.
Well, I tell you what, I appreciate you getting that rope out of the prop, because without it, we'd probably still be stuck in the Shatec chain right now, and I wouldn't be in Montana, and you wouldn't be on the radio.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
and thanks for helping out. You're now part of the crew for Outdoor Bound TV. Stream.
You need a laugh. I'm here. Go ahead, Boomer.
Kurt, for some advice as you give people who are growing their careers or aspire to do the same type of work you do, you know, there's traditional marketing channels to reach people, which has been always, you know, radio, print, and TV. Us here at the Four Outdoorsmen, heavily involved in radio, obviously. We do some social stuff as well. There's print. And you see TV evolving as well. Have you had to change the way you think about how you communicate with your audience or your formats now with the growth of social media?
You know, we really have. Social media probably wasn't even on the radar when we launched the show and started filming 12 years ago, like it is today. And today it's such a big part of it. In fact, we always laugh because we can see if we're absent on social media for a day or two, the inquiries start to come in. Where is the Outdoor Bound TV crew today? So, you know, we really get to live two lives. We live our in-process life where we are right now and what everybody wants to know what we're doing today, and then also the shows that are airing on the weekends. But it has become a big part of it, and, you know, I think as the generations change, the younger generations right now, don't tune in to typical television like maybe baby boomers would or Generation Xers would. So, you know, you really have to be flexible to that medium. The other thing is, and I say this all the time for aspiring folks that want to get involved in the outdoors, is be different. You know, don't emulate everyone else. Just be different. Don't be afraid to do something a little bit different. You know, that's part of it. I think that was probably the key to our show with ABC, is they were looking for something a little bit different. They found it in Outdoor Bound, you know, that's my biggest advice. Don't, you know, follow your heart. Don't be afraid to be a little different.
I think that's one of the reasons Benny Spies has been so successful. He just does what he wants to do. He's himself. He just likes to have a lot of fun, and that's a different show as well. So I understand what you're talking about. Now, we're talking with Kurt Wahlbeck from Outdoor Bound TVs on ABC, I think FSN and Wild TV. What time are you on? Sunday mornings on ABC TV?
Well, we ABC, we air at different times throughout the weekend. Each ABC station around the Midwest, a little bit different, but most consistently 10, 10:30, 11 a.m. on Sunday mornings. Also, Wild TV, I think we air four times or five times during the week. And we actually air in six other countries as well. So you can go right on to the Outdoor Bound TV Facebook or Instagram pages, and all the listings are right there as well.
I'll tell you what, God's been good to you, because if you look at, if you ever meet this guy, Boomer, he's a lot like you. He's tall. He's I'm not blowing your horn, but he's an attractive guy. He carries himself well. He speaks well. But God gave you some gifts when you were born as well, because you not only went to Colorado State. Most people don't know this, but you also were a wide receiver for Colorado State when you won the title, the conference title in 1988.
Kurt, you never shared that in North Dakota.
Well, you know, I've been fortunate to have quite a few different lives, it seems like. That seems like forever ago. That was, back in the 86 through 88 that I got a chance to spend some time playing college football. And then kind of right at graduation time, moved into the professional auto racing ranks. My father was a professional race car driver for 28 years and kind of followed in his footsteps. So, and then went from there right to television. So I've been fortunate. I've kind of had a few different lives, as I say, and most people don't know about some of those past lives.
You know, I'll tell you what, this is kind of a coincidence, because you might not have heard the first part of the show, but Mike Coldfront Curry was on. He just got done fishing with Doug Sutherland from the Minnesota Vikings, from the Purple People Eaters. Remember that? Remember Doug Sutherland?
You know, Doug is a super guy. We had a chance to do a show together at the Minnesota Governor's Opener in McGregor, Minnesota. I believe that was 2 years ago.
Oh, fun.
Got a chance, Boomer, to see you up there, and lovely wife Nicole was there as well. And it was cold. We froze. But I tell you what, Doug and I had a great time, and we continue to stay connected today and get a chance to fish together once in a while. Just a super guy.
Hey, buddy, thanks for being on the 4-Hour Outdoorsman. You have a safe trip through Canada. This is Kurt Walbeck for Outdoor Bound TV. You check him out. He's all over the place. Thanks for being a friend of the 4-Hour Outdoorsman. Hunt, fish safely, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Kurt. Well, he's gone.
He's gone.
So we've got like 20 seconds. So how do we end the show, Stu?
Just say, well, I'll tell you, if I were you, here's what I'd say.
But get outdoors.
That's it.